12 more minutes of football left for you. Third down and four. Texans have it at their own 48-yard line, leading it 38-10. Weeks throws it out right side. Caught to the 50. It's Stover, and he steps out of bounds is able to pick up the first down by about a yard. He gets it to the Lampasas 47-yard line, first and 10.
You know, one thing that always goes kind of blind and nobody really ever sees it is these bubble passes that JoJo and these wide receivers, Stover, Martinez, Mann, Krebs, the timing of these plays are one that when you hear the bubble pass, it's basically, okay, it's not a backwards pass. It is a forward pass by about a yard. JoJo hits these guys in stride perfectly. That play, Cade really caught it on his way forward on a bubble pass, and it gives them the momentum to carry for that first down.
Absolutely. Here's Carruthers now, and he's going to be hit hard right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. It'll be second down and 10. Weeks has been so accurate all year long with his passing.
Yeah, it's just something that we talked about it earlier in the year, and we'll continue to talk about it all year long. But these wide receiver group and quarterback with JoJo, it seems like they've played together for 15 years. Like they've been friends and been, you know, hitting baseballs and throwing footballs around since they were, you know, wearing diapers. But these young men just have a chemistry that is something to see for sure.
Back to throw is Weeks now, rolling right, throwing right, and incomplete. He was trying to hit Kowalski in the right flat. That'll set up a third down and 10, and it'll stop the clock with 10:47 left to play.
Good coverage by the linebacker sliding out right there on the coverage of Kowalski. Kowalski, an athletic young man and a good play right there, kind of not pulling Kowalski around but getting his right arm around in front of him and knocking the ball down.
Yeah, pretty good coverage that time by Lampasas. Troy Rogers had his team come out playing hard despite that big deficit at halftime. Third down and 10. Got to get to the 37-yard line for the first down. Weeks will roll right. Pressure steps up, though, avoids it, and throws it to the right side. Almost intercepted, but falls to the turf incomplete. It'll be fourth down now, and that was Seth Cockrell who got both hands on it, Jared. He probably thinks he should have come up with that interception.
I guarantee you, he's thinking right now, man, that was a play that I could have had. Stover actually fell down twice trying to make that catch and allow Cockrell to get in front of him. And like you said, he had two hands on it with nothing but space and opportunity in front of him, and he was gone.
Wyatt Mann back to punt. Dante Cuffey back to receive for Lampasas, standing at his 15-yard line. Here's the Mann punt, and it is a high, soaring punt. And it lands at the 5. Cuffey picks it up, and now he's broken free to the 20. 25, 30, a lot of speed to the 40. Cuts it back to the inside of the 45 into the 47-yard line. Cuffey showing a lot of courage. That ball bounced at the 5. Great job by Mann to kill it at the 5. Looked like a 9-iron. And then Cuffey just got it and ran it back out 45 yards.
There was a chance that the Texan defender had a chance to pick that ball up, really just take it from his hands. They were literally face-to-face for a minute, and Cuffey, I got to tell you, that it's Caden Kowalski who's down there with him, who's a large young man, and for him to be able to get around Kowalski is pretty impressive and shows his speed to get all the way back to the 47.
Here's the give to Cuffey, right side. He is waylaid in the backfield for a loss of 3 yards. It'll be second down and 13. Texans diagnosed that quickly.
We saw earlier the young man for Lampasas have the long run, and immediately they go back to him. Coach does the same thing here, and
That's right.
A similar result as Cuffey says, man, I ran 47 yards.
I need a play. Here's Whitehead now. He'll flip it over the middle. He's got a receiver. Caught. I think that's Perini. Nope. All the way for a touchdown, though. Trying to get the number there, Jared. I can't get the number. It's going to be
5?
Number 5, 58 yards on the touchdown. Yep, that's Ryan Fessler on the touchdown. 58 yards. He was open, and Whitehead got him the ball. How about that?
And that's if you're Lampasas, you really couldn't have scripted it better coming out of the half. Obviously, you're down quite a bit, but to get the score back to a reasonable, barring a missed extra point, 38-17 here, you got to think if you're coach, that's a win.
Here's Whitehead's extra point, and it is up, and it is good. 9:45 left to play in the ballgame. Our score, Wimberley 38 and Lampasas 17. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding hill country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
By Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Well, Lampasas has outscored Wimberley 14-0 in the second half. 9:45 left to play in the ballgame. A little pooch kick, and now it's going to be taken by Wimberley at the 42-yard line. Sort of a fair catch-looking deal by Kate Stover. It wasn't aesthetically pleasing, but it was effective.
Yeah, that's a we're not real sure. They thought they were going to fight over it for a minute, but Cade comes down with it and he just says, we'll take the ball here.
That's right. It's kind of like a left fielder and a shortstop, a little pop, a little blooper.
Right.
You can't decide. Somebody needs to catch it, though. If you have to knock down your own player to catch it, then just do it.
That's right. Till you hear, I've got it, you better go after it.
Yeah. And it's always the outfielder's ball.
That's right.
Here's JoJo Weeks now. He's going to go long, deep, to the left side to Gavin Martinez. Perfect throw, and Gavin just couldn't bring it in. Incomplete. Gosh, I bet he wishes he had a second chance to catch that ball, Jared. That was well thrown, and Gavin just should have come up with it.
Well, and that's one, if you're Gavin Martinez on the top side, we've been talking about this matchup all night. Perini and Martinez going after each other in the blocking scheme and throwing each other down on blocking, on run plays and different things. And if you're Gavin Martinez and you got a chance to make a big play and kind of, you know, say, hey, you make him block a little bit, but I can catch the ball, that's one he wants back for sure.
Second down and 10. He might have scored on that. Here's the give to Kowalski. First down yardage and more. Still on his feet to the 40. Right sideline to the 20. Breaks another tackle to the 10. 5. He takes it to the house. 58 yards.
That is actually Moss Carruthers. I thought it was Kowalski too, but
right.
It's actually Moss.
Carruthers on the carry. And he broke 3 or 4 tackles on that one, Jared. And I'm not sure how he stayed in bounds, but he did. 58 yards.
There was 3 or 4 guys that caught him in the open field that had an opportunity, and Moss just, I got to tell you, he's just a strong young man. He's a foot away from going out of bounds, and 2 guys hit him, and he stays in bounds the whole way, all the way down for a 58-yard touchdown run, his third of the night.
Coles now lining up for the extra point with Stover holding. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 9:27 left to play in the ballgame. Wimberley 45, Lampasas 17. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Texans will kick the ball off. Nick Coles, the kickoff man. Texans leading it 45-17. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from Texan Stadium in Wimberley. Texans on their way to moving to 3-0 on the season. Still have some work to do tonight to finish this off, though. Here's Cole's kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 17-yard line to the 20. And now in trouble way back at the 16-yard line is the return man, Everts. He's going the wrong way that time. First down and 10 for Lampasas.
Good coverage right there. Kent Canyon, the young man, the cornerback a minute ago for Wimberley Texans, but comes down and makes a good tackle right there. Good form tackle out in the open field to take him down in a long field if you're the Lampasas Badgers right now with, what, 9 minutes and 21 seconds left in the football game.
Spotting it at the Lampasas 20-yard line. And that's where Whitehead and the offense will take over. Sean Williams, his running back, will be to his right in the backfield. And Williams will get the carry and some running room. 25 inside and down at the 27-yard line. That's a pickup of a quick 7 yards. Second down and 3.
Man, that young man is a tough runner. I mean, just look at it. He's coming right at us on that play, and that's a great run by Williams. Just getting anything that you can out of a run and ends up getting 8 yards out of it. That's impressive.
And he gets to his top speed after about one stride after he gets the football.
Yeah, he's short, but he's got a big old set of legs on him. I mean, he gets them pumping. He gets them moving quick.
They've spotted this at the 28. Back to throw is Whitehead. Looking and throwing. It's caught by Perini. And he is just lit up by Gavin Martinez.
He dropped it, actually.
Did he end up dropping the ball?
He did. He dropped it. He did not get it. Maybe probably Gavin jarred it loose.
That's for certain. Third down and 2 now. Ball at the 28-yard line. Well, that was a big hit by Martinez. Gavin might be still hacked off. He dropped that ball.
I guarantee you. I've been watching them.
That tackle.
I've been watching them all night long, these two young men. If you're here and you're watching this game, that's a matchup right now, and they're doing a good job of blocking and staying, and what a great tackle right
Whitehead
there.
Whitehead now is going to get sacked way back. The 17-yard line. Did the Texans come up with a football?
They're saying
yes, they
did.
Yes, they certainly did. Whitehead put it on the ground, and the Texans were able to recover it. They got instant penetration in the backfield after that snap, and they come away with a fumble recovery at the 18-yard line of Lampasas. It's going to be first down and 10 for Wimberley with 8:29 left to play in the ball game.
Man, that was a big hit Whitehead took right there. Looks like Matt Mitchell came in and just separated him and the ball instantly in a big turnover right there for the Texans.
Guy Kipperas in the game at running back to the right of JoJo Weeks, and Kipperas will get the carry. And he is able to push forward to the 16-yard line. That's a pickup of 2. It'll be second down and 8. And for the third straight week, the Texans have gotten into the 40s in their point total.
They're averaging a pretty high. We talked about it at the end of last game. It's 47, I think, coming into this game. And they're pounding on the door to make it a little bit higher, maybe get it into the 50s. But Wimberley continues to show that they can score points.
Second down and 8, ball at the 16. Kipperas is going to get it again. He's able to navigate forward to the 14-yard line, pick up of a couple of more yards, and it'll be third down and 7. They've got to get inside the 8-yard line to get the first down here. Clock continues to run with 7.5 minutes left to play.
On a side note, there'll be Wimberley's youth football program is playing here at home on Wimberley's field tomorrow. They're going to start at 10 o'clock.
All right.
Wimberley youth soccer plays here in town next week. Terry Harrison has done an unbelievable job with that. So if you're looking for some Saturday sports, come up to the stadiums and watch some continued Wimberley athletics.
Here's Weeks now, rolling left, throwing left, and into the end zone. Did Martinez come up with it?
He did.
Gavin Martinez with the catch. 14 yards on the pitch and catch from Weeks to Martinez. Texans score again.
How did he catch that ball?
It was in traffic, too. JoJo sort of threaded the needle on that one, for sure.
Yeah, that was a that's a play, and we saw Martinez's character come out a little bit there, too. Again, those two guys have been fighting all night long. I've said it 10 times now. People are probably thinking, what in the world? Are you still talking about
that's
that?
That's right.
But,
that's right.
Man, what a great play by Gavin Martinez. What a snag.
Colts now tacks on the extra point with 7:05 left to play. Our score, Wimberley 52 and Lampasas 17. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 Atlas SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237, near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at ByronEccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Nick Coles, he's going to have to go by the store and get a big 10-pound block of ice for his leg tonight. He's going to kick off yet again with his team leading at 52-17. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 17-yard line. Everts to the 20. Got some running room to the 25 and tripped up at the 26-yard line. That's where Lampasas' offense will take over. Next game, of course, next Friday night at 7:15 on the air for Wimberley, as the Texans will take on Canyon Lake from Canyon Lake. Hear all the action on Cowell Radio and at WimberleyRadio.org and the Sun Radio Sports app, all a part of the Sun Radio Sports Network family. We'll be there.
Looks like we're going to see kind of some defensive changes here. If you're the Wimberley Texans, probably a good time, 52-17.
Spotting it at the 26-yard line, the give is to Williams. He gets it to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Second down and 10.
He instantly hit Trenton Dingman. Just took him straight down. There was basically a handoff and a step at that point.
Williams is probably pretty winded tonight as well.
I can only imagine that.
Not sure how many carries he's got, but it's been a ton. I think it's north of 20.
He's had some success, there's no doubt.
And he's going to get it again. Left side, and he gets a couple of yards out to the 28-yard line, but that's it. It'll be third down and 8 for the Badgers offense. 6:08 left to play in the ball game as Whitehead looks to get the play call. Ready to go again. Takes the snap, looks left side, throws it out. It's caught to the 31-yard line. That is the receiver, Michael Cornish, but well short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down and 5 now, and the Badgers will punt the football.
Good stand right there if you're the Wimberley Texans.
No doubt.
Second down, good backside coverage. Linebacker James Onion came out of the off of the far side to make the tackle, and right there, just a good job. Kent Kenyon comes in right as soon as the ball's caught, immediately takes him down, fourth and 5.
Martinez deep to receive now. Whitehead, the punter, gets the punt away. It's a short one. It's going to bounce at the 40 and then go out of bounds, take a left turn at the 41-yard line of Wimberley, and that's where the Texans will take over. And leading it 52-17 with 5:04 left, you would expect some personnel changes here about right now. We'll see.
I do see Cooper McCullough coming in, so it looks like JoJo's night is probably complete.
McCullum, the sophomore, with the ball at the Wimberley 41-yard line. Yep, he's going to come in. He will have Terrence Ramsey at running back in the backfield with him. To his left. First down and 10, and Ramsey will get the carry quickly to the 45, and Terrence steps off about 8 yards rather quickly out to the 49-yard line. Second down and 2.
Man, excellent first down run. Got off the tackle and immediately north and south.
One thing about running backs, really, you don't worry about their age as much. If they have natural ability as a running back, whether you're a freshman or a senior, and you can tell Ramsey's got some quickness to him.
He does. There's no doubt. That was a great run. Good burst.
He's a senior. McCollum now carried himself. What about a burst out of McCollum to the 40? He runs it down to the Lamb Passes 34-yard line. That's a pickup of about 18 yards. McCollum's fired up.
Yeah, he pumped up. He threw his towel. He said, get off me, towel. You're slowing me down.
That's right. Boy, he hit the hole quickly, too.
He did. That was a great run. Cooper, one of the, I believe there's two sophomores on this team. Cooper McCollum and Colin Kincaid, I believe, are the only two. Cooper shows a pretty good poise back there. He's my understanding and people that I've talked to, he's a pretty good athlete, and he's kind of looking to fill those JoJo Week shoes next year, and they're excited about him.
First and 10, the give to Ramsey off right tackle inside the 30, down to the 25. Pushes his way to the 24-yard line, pickup of 11. Ramsey and McCollum have come in, and they haven't missed a beat.
No, there's offense is still clicking at 100% right now. I still see some of the starting offensive line is still in there helping open up those holes for Ramsey.
3:30 left to play in the ball game. Of course, stay with us after the game, and we'll recap the scoring. That might take until midnight. And then we'll talk about next week's ball game. Now the snap is fumbled by McCollum. He's in a lot of trouble now, but he gets the ball away and throws it to the right side. He took a big hit in the backfield. The Wimberley coaches wanted a flag thrown, and McCollum did a super job getting rid of that football, didn't he, Jerry?
He did, and I got to tell you, if there's not a flag thrown for a late hit, there better be one for a sideline violation.
That's
for Wimberley,
right.
Because I think half of the team was out there, and that was a pretty easy call. And, again, that's probably one that's a 52-17 swallow of the whistle. But Cooper did a good job of maintaining and getting rid of the ball right there.
Yeah, I was looking at the ball, and then I looked up, and McCollum was on the ground, and the defender kind of had that.
He backed
whole
up,
throw
yeah.
your hands up in the air and say, I didn't do anything, which usually means you did something.
Yeah, that's a pretty dead giveaway, and
yeah.
It was right there in front of the Wimberley bench as well.
Second down and 10, and Ramsey will get the little inside handoff. Got it back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe give him a yard to the 23, and it'll be third down and 9 now. Clock's at 2:45 remaining.
And this is a situation, too, where we talked about it earlier. Coles has had such a good night, but you always want to kind of test those guys and see really what they can do in a game situation right here. You know, obviously would make a pretty good field goal if they can get 5 or 6 yards. Coach Warren may run him out there and see if he can do it.
Sure. Third down and 9 now. Might get to see McCollum throw the ball here, too. Yeah, we will. He throws it out left side. It's caught in the flat. And I believe that's Kent Kenyon who caught the ball near the line of scrimmage, and it'll be fourth down and 8 now. We'll see what they decide to do here. It looks like they're going to go ahead and go for it, maybe. I don't see Nick Coles.
Looked like it was Logan Shyrock on the catch, actually, number 17. Or
oh,
Shryock, I'm
was?
Sorry, Shryock.
Play clock is at 13 as they break the huddle. They have plenty of time here. Fourth down and 8. McCollum, the quarterback. He's got trips on the right side.
Corner blitz.
He's going to turn and give it to Ramsey right up the middle. And Terrence is able to push it close to the 20-yard line, and that is it. And the ball will go over on downs to Lamb Passes with 1:32 remaining in the game.
Yeah, that's one of experience right there. Corners collapsing down on the top side, and Cooper sees it, but it just a play like that, JoJo may just kind of flip it out there to him. There's nobody
right
out there whatsoever on that top side. But, again, it's a it's an opportunity for these young men to get out there, and a guy like Cooper, who you are going to rely on in the coming years as well. These are big opportunities and big snaps for these players. They may have to play a pivotal role as the season continues.
Lampasas now is going to take it, and it's Everts now in the game at quarterback, and he just takes a quarterback keeper for a couple of yards. It'll be second down and 8, and both sides ready to run this one out here tonight and go to the house. Everts shotgun. Clock at 1:05 remaining. 52-17. Wimberly with another big win here tonight. Everts back to throw. Throws it out right side, and it's knocked away and incomplete. And it'll be third down and 8 now. That was McCollum on the pass breakup.
I got a message from a friend of mine that says the Wooden Spoon here in town, which is a yogurt shop. Mike, we may have to hit this place up. It's going to be open tonight and every Friday home night until 11 p.m. half-price yogurt for all high school students. So
how about that?
I think we could pass for a high school student, get a half-price yogurt.
You might could.
Come on now. We could do that.
My birth certificate is in stone, I think. Here's Everts now. He's going to go deep. He's got a receiver back deep and incomplete. There was a little contact, but it was inadvertent, and no way they're going to throw a flag now at 47 seconds left to play in the game. And it's going to be fourth down and 8 now. Lampasas may decide to run a play, and then Wimberly decide to kneel it down, and they may not even bother with a punt here.
No, I can't imagine that they're too concerned about Wimberly throwing the ball or punching it in. Wimberly's obviously, barring a turnover on downs, Wimberly's idea would be to just go victory formation and kneel the ball. So if you're Lampasas, why not take the shot right here?
Sure, why not? Everts back to throw. Looking left and now scrambling. Pressure gets the throw away, and it's incomplete, and the Texans will take it with 41 seconds remaining in the ball game. Texans will move to 3-0 on the season tonight.
Yeah, and another big victory for, in my mind, what you would see is the Wimberly Texan defense. We're going to continue to talk about the offense all year long, and those of everybody who's listening knows that this is a high-scoring offense, but this defense is continuing to step up. Again, you can't take away the fact that Lampasas did score, 67 points last week, and Wimberly holds them to 17. That's that's a win in its own, obviously, in that department. So Wimberly's defense is, if there was a question mark possibly, I'm thinking that it's going away pretty quick with the performances that Wimberly's been putting up.
McCollum now will take the snap. No, it's a different quarterback now. He runs it up the middle. That's Hunter Benoli.
That was Hunter.
And he took a snap. Didn't get the number of the running back, but that will likely be the last play of the game. Let's see if they try to get another snap. Benoli's looking over at that play clock now, or rather the game clock.
Benoli
at 15.
Hunter looked over to get a play, and the coach started looking down at his wristband. Hunter looked at his and said, "Coach, I don't got no wristband. Just tell me what to run."
That is going to be the end of the ball game. They're not going to have to snap it again, Jared. 52 for Wimberly, 17 for Lampasas. Texans have won this ball game easily over the Badgers. Stay with us, everybody. Our postgame show will begin after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberly Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberly and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberly and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberly.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon.
More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.